It's time now for Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of The North, 103.3, to encourage green thinking and green actions. And my guest today is Marcy Peters, the community conservationist with Carlton Soil and Water Conservation District. We'll be talking about a native plant sale that's going on. Marcy, welcome to Green Visions.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to represent Carlton Soil and Water this morning.
And I think that's a good place to start. Can you talk a little bit about your work, just to give us a little bit of an introduction?
Yeah, I work with a really awesome team. Everyone's very hardworking here. Our main mission is to be a service to people in the community of Carlton County, offering technical guidance and sometimes financial guidance to do voluntary conservation projects. It's a really great community resource. Every county has one. My role specifically is community conservationist, which means I'm doing more ed and outreach stuff and kind of trying to get the information into people's hands, like this interview today.
And the plant sale that is coming up, deadline June 14th. I'm going to throw that out there. June 14th for getting in orders. I can only imagine that this being the sixth annual, you continue to see interest in people who are wanting to bolster their native plants that they have in their yard. Can you talk about the interest that you've seen from the community about this event?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. We have a really strong plant sale. It's recognized as one of the biggest in the state. Basically, the goal is to get native plants more accessible to the community here in Carlton, Carlton County. And yeah, people are always trying to add, you know, once they get hooked, I think once they try out these native plant kits, they just get hooked and want to add maybe a specific variety that they really like, or keep making these gardens bigger, maybe making a rain garden. One of the things that we've been doing this year is these conservation talks, where we're helping people kind of navigate different ways that they can use these plants for conservation projects. So next week on the 11th, I think we're doing a rain garden workshop. That's a great application to kind of see what you can do with these plant kits and then put in your order before the due date. So yeah, there's so many applications for these native plants. Of course, they are just really, I mean, they've adapted with native pollinators for thousands of years. So really, they're made for each other. They have a really important relationship. So if you're interested in supporting pollinators, like, this is easily the best way. Doesn't need to be a big project. You can get by with a couple planters, or just converting a little plot here or there, or a garden that you already have, substituting a couple plants in. This year, I think what's particularly interesting about our sale is that we have a new relationship with our plant provider, Shoreview Natives. We've worked with them in the past, but this is our first time using them as our main plant provider. This is especially cool because they're local. They're in Two Harbors. They have access to these plants that have adapted to this specific region for, again, thousands of years. So these are really robust plants for your planting projects here locally.
And I want to ask about pollinators in general, when it comes to, let's call it, public perception. Residents, no doubt, you are seeing a lot of people coming in, making their orders, making a change to their yards. Do you feel that pollinators are trending up in the public eye, and not only for residents, but also for cities, towns, municipalities?
Oh, yeah. What I've found really awesome about Carlton County is there's a really strong leadership with our municipalities in the county in general, doing projects with the soil and water to get more pollinator plantings out there, which is really unique, really, really a special leadership role that they've taken on in that. I think that there is a trend, which is great, because anytime is a good time to kind of try to add things that support our pollinators. I was just doing some research today for some educational materials on what plants are best and for which pollinators, and because we have our hard hitters, like the fan favorites, the monarch is so special, you know, really iconic, but there's so many things out there. And I read that actually less than 1% of insects are harmful. And these plants are drawing in beneficial insects that are managing that ecosystem. They're taking on those more harmful, those less than 1% harmful insects. They are predators against that. These plants are supporting, maybe you have a vegetable garden, they're pollinating that, but they need these native plants. They play very key roles. They are host plants. That means that these pollinators are able to lay their eggs and use that plant to raise their young. Maybe they need that plant to build nest materials. So really, like this relationship that native plants and pollinators have together is vital. And so having our kind of that culture around pollinators, supporting pollinators is super awesome. It really can be quite simple as just supplementing a few here and there.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Marcy Peters from Carlton Soil and Water Conservation District. And I've mentioned the sale date deadline is June 14th. The pickup date is June 26th, but it's so much more than just a pickup date. It is the Pollinator Powerhouse event on the 26th of June. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because this is not just a pickup event. This is a community gathering.
Right on. I'm super excited about it. The team here, it really, like, it's a mark your calendar event for us. We look forward to it every year. This year, since we are having Shoreview as our new partner for providing the plants, we're going to have a pretty big display of plants out for people to see who's taking home what, making sure that people who did order get their plants that day, but also there will be the opportunity to order or purchase plants there if you didn't get ahead of the game. We'll have different groups like NRCS and other conservation organizations there, a few local groups that represent like these conservation efforts really well and how you can get involved with them if you're interested. There's going to be some activities. There's a sweet coloring page contest for children under the age of 10. There'll be a food truck. There'll be live music. It's something that we're pretty excited about.
And Marcy, one last question for you. Where can people go to put in their orders for the native plant sale?
Right. So you can visit our website, carltonswcd.org, and you'll see the native plant sale tab there. That'll help you find what you need.
Marcy, I really appreciate the time today. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Luke. Have a good day.
You too. We've been speaking with Marcy Peters, community conservationist with Carlton Soil and Water Conservation District. We've been talking about the Native Plant Sale and Pollinator Powerhouse event. And this has been Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of the North 103.3 to encourage green thinking and green actions.